It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. So our morning conversation is, what's the strangest start to a morning you've had? It's not even 7 o'clock. I couldn't find my pants, which were where they were supposed to be. Then my belt broke. And just a moment ago, I reached over to put my headphones on, but instead I put my mask on my face.
Oh, remember the other day? I had my headphones on. We were just in the office.
Uh-huh.
And somebody was trying to get my attention, and they're waving me down because I'm not paying attention. You know, I was listening.
You couldn't hear.
Yeah, I had my headphones on. And so I had my mask on, and so I turned to look, and I pulled my mask down so that I could hear them. And I still couldn't hear. And then she said, when I finally realized that I needed to move my headphone off my ear, she said, did moving that mask down off your face help you hear? I was like, no, actually it didn't. But it's like the joke of the office now.
Yeah, but that's just like, and this, I'm not the first person to say this, but you're driving down the street, you're looking for an address for a place you've never been, so you turn the stereo down in the car because then it'll help you look better. I can't see straight for this address because the radio's too loud.
Right. It's so weird what our mind does, but I'm telling you that
I can't hear you. Let me pull my mask up. Yeah, I literally just put my mask up and fixed the elastic, and then I'm like, I can't hear Tricia. Oh, wait, I need my headphones on.
Oh, we're a mess.
Yeah, we are.
Just humans in general.
Oh, we are all human.
We are Quixie 98.3. It's Brian and Tricia. And the morning conversation today, what is the weirdest start to the day that you've ever had? And we've got some really good ones on Facebook. One that was just put up, started her car to get it heated up, sent her son out to get in. He came back in the house and said, where's the car? Her car had kicked into reverse, went down the hill, through the backyard, around the trees and the canoe, and got stuck on the barbed wired fence.
Oh, man.
She said, if not for the fence, I'm not sure where my car would have ended up.
That's crazy.
I know. You got to be careful, you know, going out and heating up your car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
every year there's somebody gets injured, somebody gets their car stolen.
Exactly. That's where I was going to go with it. You know, with all the car thefts that we've had and the people, you know, breaking into cars and stuff, don't do it.
Auto start.
Well, true.
Auto start, they can't take it because it doesn't have a key.
I don't have auto start in my car.
Your new nice vehicle?
It's a 2013. It's not new.
I have a 2013.
Well, mine does not have a remote start.
I have a Chevy Cruze, a non-bougie, plain Jane kind of car, and it has auto start.
Well, maybe I should talk to the Jeep people, but I bought it this way, so my Jeep does not have auto start.
Oh, I know what Gary could get you for Christmas.
Auto start?
Auto start for your Jeep.
I don't need it. I park in the garage.
Oh, well, I don't.
So I can save that money. I'll put it towards another accessory. I mean, like, I want to have some sort of accessory for my Jeep, and that's what they're trying to figure out. Mom, you need something to put on your Jeep. I'm like, I like it the way it is, but they want something fancy on it.
You know what you need? Bells and whistles.